people of South Bend have decided to march to Mbabane.
What are they marching to the capital city? Why?
They are marching for the release of the incarcerated MPs.
We hear that this has also impacted schools. Is that right?
Yeah. What you should understand is that the Form 5s have started writing their examination. They started today, and they're supposed to write their second papers tomorrow. The government has said that things will be normal tomorrow. They're expecting learners and teachers to be at school, while the public transport workers have vowed that there will be no transport tomorrow. But the government has also decided to postpone the Form 5 examinations to the 9th of December. But they are insisting that schools are going to be proceeding tomorrow. Our main worry is that how can we proceed with learning when there will be no transport? And when government saying everything will be normal tomorrow, but at the same time they are postponing from 5 examination, they are speaking in folk tongue.
You said there will be no public transport. Why?
The public transport operators, they have said that they are also marching to Mbabane. They are joining the Swazi people to march for the release of the MPs. They said any transport that is going to be available is going to Mbabane. Any transport going to another direction, they are going to make sure that they stop it. And worse, they can also ban it if they insist in going the opposite direction.
Now, who are these people organizing this march to the capital?
The march is organized by the Political Party Assembly and the Multi-Stakeholder Forum. They have joined together to organize the march. In actual fact, there are some people who are sympathizers of the service. They have organized themselves into more of a guerrilla team, such that they fight the security forces because they believe that the security forces, they are hindering the progress towards democracy. So the security forces, because we know in such events, they make sure that they attack unarmed citizens. So now in revenge, these people whom they call themselves solidarity forces, they visit the soldiers and police at night at their homes and attack them for attacking the citizens who were marching.
The acting prime minister is warning and describing this as terrorism, advising so-called terrorists to stop causing anarchy.
It is quite an anomaly that is happening here. There's a difference between a terrorist and a freedom fighter. Because the citizens here, they are frustrated. They are not allowed to protest. So the government, each time the citizens protest, they unleash soldiers and police and correctional services personnel to attack those who are protesting. While they are protesting peacefully, they attack them, shoot them with live rounds of ammunition. And in this world, there is nowhere where we have seen that protesting workers have been attacked by soldiers. We don't understand the reason why the government is doing so. The question is, now, who are those terrorists now?